Okay, we left off yesterday with a question as to how to navigate our way through Psukei Dezimra without falling asleep, without being bored to death by all the repetition that we find, be it on a weekday and Kal Vachomer, we move over to a Shabbos. Is there a methodology that one can use to be able to get the most out of Psukei Dezimra? And so here the methodology is one which is very, very simple, and that is not to view the forest, but to view the trees. Not to view the, take an overview, but to divide and conquer. And he gives a number of examples. Let's say you have the Mizmor, Halu et Hashem en Hashamayim, Halu Bamromim, Halu Kol Tzvav, Halu Kol Malachav, Halu Shemesh V'Yarech Ol Chveyor. It appears to be, again, simply a repetition of different aspects of the Shemayim that are Mahalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so let's just say the Shemayim is Mahalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and let's get on with life. You know, it's why the repetition. But if one will break it down and take each phrase separately, then it can turn into a beautiful, beautiful exercise that a person would feel that he has to be sort of torn away from to the next Mizmor. If one would start Halu Et Hashem en Hashamayim, and he would picture in his mind, no matter where he is sitting, how he views Shemayim, how he views the sky, in terms of the beauty of the sky that he sees. And then, Halu Bamromim, he thinks about outer space, which is beyond the sky that he sees. And then, he moves over one more level, Halu Kol Malachav, and thinks of angels. I mean, the angels have nothing at all to do with the sky that he sees, nor with outer space. Angels are spiritual creatures, and he thinks to himself of the angels who are being Mahalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then Halu Kol Tzvav, he thinks to himself of galaxies. He thinks to himself of stars that are millions of light years away. And then he thinks of the Shemesh. The Shemesh can't be compared to anything he's discussed up to now. And he thinks, what does it mean for the Shemesh to be Mahalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And then he thinks of the Yireach. And the Yireach has nothing to do with the Shemesh. One is full of light, one is full of emptiness, and yet both of them have a sense of it being an ability to reflect and how they view it. Namely, to take each phrase, to take each object as a unit and think about that object. Not just to read through it, but to think as though he's taking a tour of Shemayim, a tour of Shemayim on a physical plane, a tour of Shemayim on a spiritual plane, and that all of this Shemayim that he is seeing is all Mahalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That puts the entire Mizmor into a different context. Or, even where we were to begin Psukei Dezimra, according to Minhag Ashkenaz, after the Bracha, Hodu Hashem, Kiru Bishmo, Hodiyu Bamim Alilosav, Shiru Lo, Zamru Lo, Sichu. Again, putting it all together, it appears to be very repetitious, but one thinks about it, Hodu Hashem represents an avoda of Hoda'ah, of thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu, thanking him for our lives, thanking him for our spouses, we're all married here, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our opportunities, thanking him for our sight and our hearing and our understanding. Kiru Bishmo is something totally different. Kiru Bishmo means standing in Tachana Merkazit and going out to you and saying, hey, do you know that there's God in the world? And in other words, and would you like to learn more about God? That's Kiru Bishmo. Hodiyu Bamim Alilosav, that's on Tachana Merkazit. That's going to Hyde Park. That's going to Central Park. That's going out to Tokyo. In other words, that's a sense of moving out to the Goyim and pointing out to them. And then we move to a different avoda, Shiru Lo. Shiru has nothing to do with Hodu Hashem, nothing to do with Kiru Bishmo, nothing to do with Hodiyu Bamim Alilosav. Here we're dealing with the malacha of Shira, of singing. That's a whole different avoda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zamru Lo, to be able to sing without words, simply to be menagin, that's an avoda in itself. Shiru Lo, Zamru Lo, Sichu. Sichu is nishtahir. It's not Sichu and it's not Zamru. It means you're sitting on a bus and you tell the fellow next to you, hey, you want to hear a good vort? What's your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? They try to strike up a conversation. Sichu b'chol nifloatav. You tell someone, do you know what the miracle that just happened to me this morning? Do you know I woke up? Do you know what a miracle that is? Sichu b'chol nifloatav. His hallelujah. B'shem Kodesh, take pride in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tell people, that this is really something to be very, very special to be a Jew. Namely, that all we did was simply take the Mizmor and break it into pieces and point out that rather than view that which the pieces have in common, view that which they have that in which each piece is unique, and then tefillah turns into exercise that how in the world am I going to fit it into 15 minutes? How in the world am I going to fit it into 25 minutes? How am I going to deal with this? And then you say, well, maybe every day I'll think about a different part of Psukim Dezimra. Namely, that which was such a burden that you tried to think of a way of not saying, now I have to try and think of a way of saying it and then thinking about everything which is found in the words that are there, simply by making the breaks between the words. Part of the fault, I shouldn't call it a fault, because that seems to say we could blame other people for our own inadequacies, but the fact that a sitter is printed in a across a line, in a Hodol Hashem, Kiru Bishma, Odiyah B'Yom HaSav, rather than printing it like the Mitzuda sitters going down, that every line you're going to have a different word. Hodol Hashem will be one line, Kiru Bishma will be another line. So one has to simply either purchase such a sitter or work on oneself, that even though it's printed as though it's a story, we're not dealing over here with a story, we're dealing over here with a staccato, with every phrase, every comma as being a world in itself, and just to think at the point of the comma, just to think about the words we're saying, rather than break it down into a sentence, to break it down into a phrase. Okay, so that's the Eitzah. It's not a very, very difficult Eitzah, but it's something which is very, very meaningful. Okay, now in Sif Yud Beis, what he does is he just takes two of the phrases that we mentioned earlier and wants to deal with them a little more in depth, because we're dealing over here with Rina. Rina is relating to Kadosh Baruch Hu with joy, and Shira and Zimra are clearly two very, very obvious forms of Rina, and we know in Sefer Tehillim, we have Mizmor Shir, and we have a Shir Mizmor, that we have these two concepts of Shir and Zemer that can be, that one could be the initiator and the other could be the follower, and it could go in two directions. What's the difference really between Shira and Zimra? So the way he's working, the way Rav Pinkus is working, is he's assuming that Shira means the poem. Shira means relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with poetry, verbalizing our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not as a story, but in the form of a poem, which is much more emotional. Shirat Hayam, right? Aziv Zimrat Ka, Micha Mocha Belim Hashem. In other words, to take phrases that fit into poetry, but in the world of prose would not be that meaningful. Hu Adin Shiras Devora, Hu Adin Shiras Chana. All of these are shirot, in which one is dancing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu verbally. And Zimra is the nigun. Zimra is the nigun without words. A wordless nigun is Zimra. The Levium in the Beit HaMikdash, there were those that were involved, the Levium bepeh, in singing words, and those that had Klei Shir, and the Gemara has a machokas. What is the Iker? Iker Shira bepeh, Iker Shira bekelim. So the Shira bekelim is what we call over here Zimra. And this, the concept of Zemer, of being able simply to relate to a Kodesh Baruch Hu in a wordless manner via a tune, that is a very, very famous introduction to the Sefer Pas HaShulchan, Talmud of the Gra, Rav of Shikolov, Rav Yisrael Mishikolov, in which he points out the Chochma Mufreget of Zemer, that the Gra viewed this as probably the highest level of Chochma, of being able to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an averbal manner. Okay, we'll continue Bli Neder from here tomorrow.